Hey, you know the place, listeners. LD here. So I can count on one hand the number of times Joel and I have gone out to do a podcast episode and it just hasn't worked out. And while that happened to us this past weekend, but this time we wanted to share what happened.
Yeah, they just didn't say brontosaurus anymore. It was like, oh. What? Oh my gosh, is that a cat?
It's a kitten. Hi, kitten.
Hi. What are you doing?
Do you have a hug?
You're just a little nugget.
Hi, baby. Oh, you're so dirty.
Oh my gosh. Why?
Get out of the road. We don't want to see you smushed.
Oh boy.
This isn't a place for a kitten.
We're like in an industrial zone.
I know.
She follows us, kitty, and kitty. Before you know it, I've scooped her up, and she's purring away against my chest. We send pics to our brides, who each say, "Oh, she's cute, but maybe don't bring her home." And we both wonder what we're supposed to do in a situation like this.
What do we do?
What do you do?
I don't know.
I mean, we can't, like, post on Craigslist.
Before deciding to take her back to the car and figure it out from there.
Okay, the Chronicles of Cat Rescuing. We're on our way to do a field trip. And it's in this kind of industrial area.
Mm-hmm.
And we get out of the car, and this little orange kitten comes mewing up at us.
This is amazing, and I really want to take a video while we're driving because she is just, like, the most chilled out.
Yeah, it says...
I, like, don't want to wreck the car, but I
also... Yeah, don't wreck the car.
I mean, but... Right? I can't...
You are driving, filming, and holding a mic. So anyway, this kitten is just, like, you know, weaving between our feet and following us. We're, like, kind of trying to ignore it, like, because Joel just adopted two cats. I'm not allowed to have a cat. And we're like, well, we can't, what are we supposed to do? We're about to field trip. And it's, like, following us down the sidewalk, and then it's, like, going to go on the street. So I pick her up, and then she just, like, melts into my arm. She wasn't even trying to get away. And look at her, she's just chilling.
It's amazing.
Do you think this is a sign that we need to be doing an animal episode? We did reptiles, we did birds of prey.
It's not a sign.
I think my biggest issue, too, was, like, if we take her somewhere, are they going to be annoyed with us? You know, like, are they going to say, why didn't you just leave it? There's stray cats everywhere.
So we looked it up, and that's what it said to do,
yeah.
Right?
And I just can't. I couldn't go into doing a field trip and then come out and see her smushed.
I would have to, like, take that one to the grave or something.
Yeah.
So we get to the Idaho Humane Society, and it takes us a good 10 minutes to get her out of the car. Not because she's posing any sort of problem, but because neither of us seem to want to hand her over to the shelter. Like, at all. But we finally work ourselves up and head in.
Hi.
Hi.
So we do a podcast for Boise State Public Radio, and we are in the midst of doing our podcasting... And this happens, so.
And I have a fun little story to tell.
Yeah.
Fun, right?
Yeah. She was fine coming up here.
She's
and everything.
She's filthy, though.
She's filthy, but yeah. she was absolutely chilled out.
I don't want to open it to see what she looks like without putting on gloves.
Why'd she put gloves on? I haven't been wearing gloves.
It's fine. We just have to. Oh, my goodness, you're so cute. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you hear her?
Is she purring?
No, she's mewing.
I fill out some forms, and the wonderful people at the Idaho Humane Society tell us she'll likely get snatched right after her checkup.
Can I say bye to her?
Yeah.
Bye, I love you. Bye, you'll have a good home.
And then we head off.
That was a little bout of excitement, eh?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a little, yeah.
I feel like I'm mourning something.
I know, me too.
I didn't even know her.
I know. But there's something about that 20 minutes of time.
Oh. Gosh.
Okay. Do you need to sit in here and cry for a little bit?
I am sad.
Yeah.
But they seemed pretty confident, like, no, she'll find a home.
Well, all right. Well, maybe we'll
finish that field trip.
Yeah,
Saturday.
Finish that field trip. Let's go have some lunch or something.
Okay, so that was way harder than either of us thought it would be, but pretty sure we did the right thing, right? I don't know. Let's check the Humane Society website. Okay, searching cats. So I'm not seeing her on the website just yet, but I'm not too concerned because when we brought her in, they told us she might have to put on some weight before she could be adopted. So maybe that's what's going on. Or heck, maybe somebody adopted her that same day. Maybe they put her on the floor and somebody came and scooped her right up. And now that I'm thinking about it, maybe this update should just serve as a PSA about adopting animals in general. If you're thinking about getting a pet, first check out the Humane Society or any other shelter. Nobody's paying us to say this, but it just seems like the right thing to do, you know? Well, it's probably time for Joel and I to get back to producing season 4. We'll have fresh episodes of You Know the Place coming your way later this fall, so keep your ears out. Okay, bye. Miss you till we see you again.